India's new Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet with President Obama at the White House during his first state visit to the United States later this month. It will be Mr. Modi's first visit since the overwhelming victory of his party in May's national elections. The White House says the two leaders will discuss a range of issues of mutual interest in order to expand and deepen their 10-year strategic partnership. They will discuss ways to accelerate economic growth, bolster security cooperation, and focus on regional issues, including Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq. The visit is also seen as ending the controversy surrounding Mr. Modi's last attempt to visit the United States in 2005, when the State Department revoked his visa. The decision followed the 2002 sectarian violence in which more than 1,000 people, mostly Muslims, were killed. Mr. Modi was cleared of any wrongdoing. RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Rafiq Dosseni, speaking from Hyderabad, India, says the strategic relationship is now 10 years old and bilateral ties are deepening on the economic and security level. He was asked if the visit represents a U.S. effort to counterbalance a rising China in Asia.
This is something that the U.S. is concerned about long term, but I think it recognizes that relationships between India and China are going to improve. They will not get worse. They will only improve, because what China is now seeing in Modi is a leader who has the power, the credibility to take action on behalf of his country and will now deal with him. Whereas with the earlier government, because the Indian government was weak, that ability on the Indian side to deal in a unilateral way with China was missing. There were too many voices in India. Now that's changed.
You're in India. What do you think India will look at as a successful state visit?
I would think that India would consider a few items successful. You know, one is the investment side, which is what India desperately needs. And second is cooperation on security and military issues, which would be the second. You know, some of that will overlap with U.S. interests, but not all. I mean, from the U.S. side, it's more how much India can buy from us. And those sorts of things will be a little more contentious. But where it comes to plenty of win-wins available in terms of opportunities for trade and for investment in the security sphere.
What will the United States seek out of this meeting?
I think the main thing they will look for is, one is continuity with Mr. Manmohan Singh's very friendly policies toward the United States. Second is deepening and overcoming of all the political issues that Mr. Singh's coalition government faced and that this government does not. And also some things that they will not get, such as this the liability issue on nuclear deals between the U.S. and India. They will also not get fair treatment that U.S. companies would get if deals were contracted within the United States and under U.S. legal jurisdiction. India is quite clear that it will deal with investors from every country equally and will not give the U.S. preferred status. So those things, I think, will still be unsettled.
U.S. National Security Council spokeswoman Caitlin Hayden said the fact that the two leaders will hold 2 days of talks is a signal of the importance Washington places on the relationship with New Delhi. President Obama has called India one of the defining partnerships of the 21st century. While U.S.-India trade averages about $100 million annually, the relationship has been strained in part because of India's restrictions on foreign investment and complaints over intellectual property rights violations, as well as liability legislation that inhibits cooperation on bilateral civil nuclear agreements. Meanwhile, China's President Xi Jinping will be making his first official visit to India next week, coming just 2 weeks after Prime Minister Modi went to Japan.